You are now listening to the New Old Heads Podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon Eastern Standard Time at bringdowntheband.com, and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl, and Sun King Brewery. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads Podcast. I am Major 7th. We are live from YouTube. The entire crew is here, switching up a little bit, doing a nice test run on this episode. My man Jay Moore, the voice of Indianapolis, a.k.a. Mr. Wavy, Light Skin Girls Be Loving Me Now. It is the season for that now that these clubs about to start popping again. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Blessed and highly vaccinated. How about yourself?
Well played. Well played. Moving on. my man DJ Jay Dear, what's happening, man?
Hey, Tyson's, what's going on?
Chilling, man. They say you was back out there spinning like GQ. I'm saying, like, they said you was back out there.
Hey, you know, I'm back outside a little something, you know, because I'm protected out here in these streets, you know. So
don't do that.
It is what it is. Let's get it.
Live show. Don't do that, man. Rounding out the squad.
I'm just saying.
Rounding out the squad. Live from bringing down the band headquarters, aka Mission Control. Now that he got a few extra steps, navigate, my man Longevity. How are you, sir?
I am great and highly vaccinated now, officially. So, you know, got my second shot. So, you know,
I think
most of us are doing pretty good out here.
It looks like we're 3-for-4 right now.
Thank you, man.
Not a bad average, but we still lost the game.
It's
received. A perfect season.
Messages received, man. Messages received. All right, so let's jump into our first topic. If you've been rocking with us recently, you know we have now adopted this thing where we do a random topic first before we go into our normal rundown. And if you are watching on YouTube, we appreciate you. This is the first one, so we're still working on all the kinks. Shout out to my man Lone. He's been doing a great job with that. But the suggestion, I think it came from, was it Spoken Thought that gave the suggestion?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The homie Spoken Thought said we should talk about the Nas and Jay-Z album rumors. I think this, I don't know, Jay Moore made a point about rumors coming out about Jay having a son, and there's this picture of this little boy has been floating around for like 20-something years, so he ought to be grown by now. But that's not this one. I thought that's where they were going, and you know, he mentioned that as well. I thought they were just talking about
random rumors that I've heard about Nas and Jay. But if you're talking about the album,
yeah. What are your thoughts, man? I would be excited.
You know, the thing is, of all their collaborations, like I thought Black Republican was cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, I liked the joint from American Gangster. I did like that. I can't front like I didn't. You know, and then the one recently.
On the masterpiece from Khaled.
Yeah, I was cool on that.
I like
the record on the DM. Like that's like it sounds like it's a dated Jay-Z. You know, it sounds like from a few years ago. And Nas snapped on that verse. I agree. That's why you got to give it up to Nas. But I would love for them to do an album where they were locked in. And they really got the producers, like they didn't, you know, they sat down with Just Blaze and Premier and Dr. Dre, and they really said, "Yo, we're gonna go for it with this."
Yeah,
I don't see that happening, but that would be incredible. That'd probably be my dream project to see. I feel like those two guys really push each other.
Yeah, I'm with you there, J-Div. Talk to me, man. What are your thoughts about the possibility of a collaborative album?
First of all, y'all keep downplaying the Khaled track just because it's on Khaled's album. Now, if this song had dropped on somebody else's album, didn't feature Khaled at all, I think it would have got a better reception.
No, but it didn't.
Because it's not a bad song.
You hear what Long said? What'd you say, Long?
But it didn't.
There we go.
I don't like Nas. He don't like Nas.
Well, so. you got me there.
Oh, now you're in it. Now you're there. Yeah. No.
But I'm sorry. That totally slipped my mind, Terry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
He's open college.
Yeah.
But as far as a joint album from the two, that would be something I think every hip hop head would apply and appreciate. And the tour would sell out instantly, immediately.
The tickets didn't fall.
Couldn't even tell you on that.
Okay.
But it's gonna cost you a lot. It ain't gonna cost you a little. It's gonna cost you a lot. Especially if they tour with Beyonce, but that's a whole nother situation.
Come on now. You talking about the mortgage payments now.
Something like that. But no, it would definitely be something that the heads and pretty much anybody else that listen to music, pop that is, look forward to and appreciate if it actually did transpire. But if they were doing something like that, I guarantee you will be under wraps and we probably would not hear about it coming out until maybe a week or two before it actually released.
I could see that. I could see that. Long with you, because we know where you at. But I'm going to ask you a different question.
Okay.
With the album, that's cool. How Jay Moore kind of hinted at it. How would you approach the production? Do you want straight old school producers, or would you want a blend? Would you want a couple random producers? Would you want some up and comers? Like how would you EP it from a production standpoint?
I would treat it similar to, I would want newer production sounds. I wouldn't want it to sound like it's made in the 90s. I would want it to, you know, like certain artists take production, even from classic artists, and they get like their more modern version of what they're doing. Like, I think Kendrick does a good job sometimes. Like, he might have a boom bap-esque type track, or even Cole, but it'll have hints of what it sounds like now. And I think that's what I would expect and want. I don't want them to sound dated, you know, like if you want their old stuff, go buy their old album. You know what I mean? So like,
well, I see what you did there.
So like, but I think modern production, you know, like, I don't think it needs to be like crazy trapped out or anything like that. I don't want that. I just want it to sound modern, and there's a way for it to sound modern without it sounding like it's catering to what's popular, if that makes any sense. So.
No, I'm with you there. I think people like, Just Blaze is a person that I think that just always checks that box off. Like, his will be an updated version of what they would be looking for to me. Like, he'd be the person that I would trust 100% do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the joint that he has with, on the Space Jam soundtrack with Lil Baby and Kirk Franklin is fire. I don't know if y'all heard that.
That beat is crazy.
Yeah, but that's crazy. And that's why I've always given, like, Just is like, in my top five, man. Like, I always have to move stuff around, but I just don't see any flaws. I don't see any weakness in him. Like, I don't think there's anything he can't do.
Right.
And I would definitely trust him. Now, as for, I think Jay mentioned Primo. I think Primo could do it, but I think that would be leaning more towards what Lone is trying to avoid. You know what I'm saying?
I think he could do a couple tracks.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm still waiting on that
Nas Primo album that was so long rumored back when he was all reading Scratch Magazine.
Oh, okay. I find
that's Detox, essentially.
Yeah. So, Terry, you saying you think you could do it, but you just don't want like eight tracks of Primo, right?
I don't think Primo should lace the whole album at all. I mean, especially coming from Nas's history being one of the first artists to use multiple producers on an album.
Right.
Yeah. You're marrying Jay-Z and Nas on an album. You have to kind of use that same formula.
Well,
producers that work on both sides, like producers Jay-Z work with, and producers that Nas work with as well.
Well, yeah. Since you're talking about that, let me ask. Terry, because we
would be nice. Along. And Kanye would be nice. Like good. Kanye
would be nice. Yeah, you know, I don't need most I'm talking about, I need him to go back, but he definitely will be good. Terry was talking about, you know, when we talk about the producers and stuff, you start naming some names and, you know, who would have more tracks or who wouldn't. But what is the direction of the album? Because you have two dudes that, you know, Jay is going to obviously, he has more commercially successful records, but you know, Nas has those, but his storytelling bag and reflective bag has been his, you know, bread and butter for the most part. So is it an album where it's just well balanced and they just rapping, or are we crafting hit records, or you know what I mean? Like, those are the things I think about, because there's ways that they could do it. They could just rap and it'd be fine to me.
I feel like you're going to hear a lot of investment rap.
That's what I was about to say.
A lot of black, IPO
black billionaires
references.
Basquiat rap.
So you're going to hear a lot of like, don't spend your money on chains and cars.
Which, no, they did.
I mean, you know what? These dads, then they're going to be talking about fatherhood and like, because I don't know if you guys saw the shop.
I saw a preview.
I wound up watching that. You know, Jay-Z talking about fatherhood. He's like, look, I didn't know how to swim until I had Blue, because like, if she falls in the water, what am I going to do if I don't know how to swim?
That's real.
You know,
and that's why I was jumping in the water looking silly in that one photo.
Yeah. So he's
like,
that was something I never had to think about until I had, you know. And then he talked about when he got inducted in, you know, he got the announcement for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's on, you know, carpool duty. And he's like, you know, you try to tell your daughter that, and she's like, yeah, whatever, dad. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this doesn't feel like a celebration, but that's just what fatherhood is. It's like, you might be a superstar to the rest of the world, but you're just daddy to, you know, your kids.
So, I'm looking at the chat right now. Looking at the chat right now, and I see Nate Jeezy said, No ID and Kanye, probably the two producers that will mesh well. I forgot about No ID, and he did all the 444, so I'm with that. Tri Burrow said, give me Primo all day. In my heart, I feel you, fam. Like, I get it, but I don't know if I want that. There's something else out there that I think that could be just as cold. That's just, I don't know. But I feel you, because purist in me would be like, yeah, let's just go. But I don't know if they're going to rap that much like that.
I feel like there's so many like younger producers that are really dope too that I see. You know, like
Ty Burrell said, Alchemist, Derringer.
I can see
about them.
Alchemist would be cool. Derringer, I feel like is kind of the same as Alchemist. Is I don't want to like clown on Derringer, but like if you have Alchemist, you don't need Derringer. Let me just put it that way.
There you go.
You know,
but I mean,
he ain't lying on that
Griselda
part.
Albums, when you think of Griselda albums, they've used both of them hand in hand.
True, but they're not. But they're making a Griselda album, you know, so it makes sense. Like, like, I don't know. Like, it would be dope to see, you know, like somebody like 14KT produce some stuff for them. You know, like,
I'm with you there.
You know what I mean?
Like, black guy. Yeah.
Something like that would be really cool. Maybe some of the Selection dudes. That'd be kind of neat. One of them, but
that Sango might lace them with some of them Brazilian.
Can you imagine
type.
Nas and Jay over a Catriona beat? Like,
that would be crazy.
That'd be crazy. You know what I mean? Like, so
Ty Burrow said Apollo Brown. I feel you. I feel you.
Apollo.
Yeah. I could use Ninth. I take Ninth. I take Crisis.
I take both them.
I take Crisis. Like, give
me a
Knots
joint.
Look.
Give me a Knots joint. Give me an Ill Mind joint. You know what I mean?
This is an album that doesn't have a budget. They can literally
they can do everything.
They can literally have a different producer for every song on the album if they want.
They can
to.
Have multiple ones on the same song and be straight.
And all the samples gonna get cleared.
Yes.
Because they know they're gonna get that bread back, and the publishing gonna be however the publishing is chopped up. Nobody's worried about anything on this album because it's gonna go. If you want, this will be the album as a producer that I would love to be a part of, because you could go dig and find something without worrying about sample clearance and just go find that rare Brazilian jazz record that you know they're gonna take like X amount of publishing from you. It's like, all right, be on this album, I'm cool.
Shoot.
You know
on
what
this
I mean?
Album. Even more so, like, forget the rare stuff. They could sample known stuff on this one. Like, they could sample a Beatles record probably and get away with it. Well, maybe.
And get away with it.
Understand the tier that we're talking about when we mention the Nas and Jay-Z at this point.
Yeah.
These are both two elite MCs who have stood the test of time musically. And doesn't even have to be hip hop. Think of all the artists that have came and gone since both of them have been out. Nas has been out longer and they're still here and they're still sought after. So, I mean, kudos to them for being able to keep that same energy, whether they drop, I'm not even going to say a flop because two of them have dropped albums I don't necessarily like as much as the other. But, I mean, they're still sought after albums and their classics outweigh the regular ones.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I'm with you 100%. So, yeah, I'm excited. I will be excited about that. And I would definitely look forward to it. So, hey, Jay and Nas, if y'all watching, like we always say, you know, go ahead and do that for the homies, man, so we can do a whole show about the review or whatever. All right, let's go into do it for the culture. Let's go ahead and jump into the rundown. I'm going to start off with this first one. Lone put me on. I always mess up. I've been doing this for 4 years, and I mess up who put me on what topic. But I'm going to say... Was this Jay Moore that mentioned Punch, or am I wrong?
No, that wasn't me. I said I was Lone.
Yeah. Okay, that was Lone. All right, Lone brought this one up. With Punch from TDE shared his Mount Rushmore list from every era hip hop. So when it's every era, I think it's every 4 years. They give you a 4 year span for the criteria, and he says Mount Rushmore by era. And it says a little clarity at the top. So let's kind of go through this list and see if I want to see if everybody agrees or if there's some names that you would want to switch. Chat as well, if you're in here with us still, type some suggestions or some things that you might want to flip around as we continue, as we go through here and try to read some of these. I see one already, but I'm going to wait till we get to it. 86 to 90. This predates me. I mean, I get it. I was little, but. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm an expert for this era. But 86 to 90, they had Kane, Rakim, KRS-One, and LL for the Mount Rushmore. I don't really see any issues with that. I'll let y'all say, you know, y'all jump
in.
That's
accurate.
That's right? You good with that?
That's accurate.
Okay.
You know what?
Uh-oh. I mean, you could throw in maybe a Slick Rick.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But nah,
probably not.
I was thinking... But you know, this is you want the controversy? I'm gonna give you the controversy.
Let's talk about it now.
You need to put in there.
Let's go.
Ice-T.
Who's taking off? That's my question.
What's the years again though? Because Ice-T actually 86
to what?
86 to 90. 86 to 90. It's interesting because I actually happen to have
I didn't even know.
That we was going to talk about this right
Stun
now.
Stun on them real quick. Thought education, y'all need this year. Wow.
Ice-T. Let's see what year did this come out.
Yes,
this is 88 right here.
Yeah.
88.
Hmm. So, Jay Moore, my question to you is, who's coming off this list? Kane, Rakim, KRS-One, and LL Cool J. Now, somebody going to have to come off. I don't see how you make this work.
Y'all know how I feel about LL.
Don't do this, man.
I'm taking. This is gonna sound crazy to you. I'm taking KRS-One off, and I'm putting Ice-T on. And I love KRS-One, but I'm thinking KRS-One hit his stride. Like he did his thing in that 80s, but like he really hit his stride in the 90s. So, y'all, there are so many people who are sons of Ice-T.
Yeah,
and because Ice-T's been an actor for so long.
Yeah,
we don't give him his props musically.
So you
said we really don't.
He didn't get his flowers.
We don't give
Ice-T his flowers musically.
Okay. I think him and KRS-One will be on the next one. To be honest with you,
really,
I think the way that it's set up, how it is actually straight. The only person might change in that would be. Maybe Slick Rick.
My man Tri Burrow said Kane, G-Rap, KRS-One, LL Cool J, and he mentioned Roxanne Shanté as a possible.
Kane would have been on the next one too. So we talking now. It would have been Kane, Ice-T.
Well, and, hold that thought because let's jump to the next one. So the next one now I know about this one now. From here on out, I'm starting to know about this for sure. So you got 90 to 94, got Cube, Snoop, Chuck D, and Scarface.
90 to 94.
Cube, Snoop, Chuck D, and Scarface.
Hmm.
Now that's interesting.
That sounds about right to me.
Okay. I'm not mad at Cube. I'm not mad at Snoop. I'm not
Scarface and
this might be right, man.
Because and this is I know I'm capping a lot for Ice-T right now, but you gotta remember Ryan Pace is 87, Power is 88, Iceberg, Freedom of Speech is What You Say is 89. That's a run.
That's a run.
And then, you know, yeah, that's a run. Hey, you can't. And we, yeah.
not, what was those years again?
Terry, because I'm about to ask you, Terry, is 90 to 94.
Power,
before that. Before that. The one
86
before
to that. 90. 86 to 90. Four years.
Okay. Yeah. 86, so you talk about 86 to 90. Ice-T got three bangers in that category.
I see you have a classic album.
That's a good question.
Well, you know what? To me, Ice-T's classic, Ice-T has Power and OG Original Gangsta came out in 91. Those are classics to me.
Terry, let me ask you this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I don't think as a whole collective body of work, Ice-T owns a classic record. He has classic
Not
songs.
Even OG. Go back and listen to OG.
I might just go back to
OG songs. He has classic songs, but I don't think collectively as a whole album, I don't think he has a classic.
I agree with
OG and Power both classics.
Terry, let me ask you.
There's a lot of rappers who wouldn't be here without those albums.
Terry, let me ask you this.
His influence is there. Don't get me wrong on that. The influence is there. But as a whole body of work, I don't think he has a classic.
But Power had I'm Your Pusher, You Played Yourself. There's like five joints on there.
Mm-mm.
Crazy.
Look,
crazy.
Man.
OG had New Jack Hustler.
Now that was cold.
I'm certain songs I can't even mention because
had
you know
about, we got, he had about four on this album.
But let me ask you this though. This is what I'm trying to get to. Because we still got more airs. I want to make sure we stay on time.
Okay.
Here's my thing. Scarface dropped Mr. Scarface is Back, The World Is Yours, and The Diary from 91 to 94. That's tough.
Yeah, I'm not disputing Scarface. Okay. Definitely deserves that.
Yeah.
All right. I can dig it. All right. That's cool. Okay. Now this is I see no problems with this. 94 to 98. You got Pac, Jay, Nas, and Big.
Big.
Yeah, that's automatic.
What you say, Lone? We good?
I think Jay's too early.
Hold on, what years?
These years are 94 to 98. Yeah.
I think he dropped Reasonable Doubt, but that's it.
94, 95, that gives you Reasonable Doubt. And if you get to 98
in my lifetime,
it gives you, but that also gives
Volume 1.
Yeah. That also gives you Volume 2.
Yeah.
So
Volume 2 was the commercial smash.
Yeah.
Jay. That's not even one of my favorite Jay albums, but it was his breakout album.
Jay got a
couple. Put everybody else on.
He got a couple of these bands I think he could be in. I'm not mad at Big, Nas, or Pac. Jay, I kind of feel you, Lone, but let's look at the next one and then see if that changes your mind. Now, 98 to 02, they got Eminem, DMX, Jay-Z. Nelly, and Ja Rule. Ja Rule to me is the one that I would cut out.
I would put Jay-Z in there too. I'd take two runs.
Yeah, that's
Ja Rule. Put Jay-Z in there. Jay-Z's on two Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking Ja Rule all the way out and putting Jay in there. Go ahead, Long.
Where are we putting Andre 3000 at? He's got to be. Maybe we can swap him in. You know, like he's not
he's
even
so
mentioned.
Disrespected. They ain't gonna give it to him because he's in a group though. That's it. Group. They ain't gonna give it to him because he's in a group.
That's where it's at.
Alone is right. Alone is 100% right, but they ain't gonna give it to him because he's in a group.
I would put Andre in the in maybe the Big Boy could go in there too. The 94 to 90. I don't know, man. But
Drake could easily be in there if we talking about MCs, but I don't think they're gonna give it to him because he's in a group. That's just my opinion.
I noticed nobody in a group is on these lists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my only thing.
Black Thought's not even mentioned, so you know.
mean, Scarface was in Ghetto Boys, but Scarface dropped solo albums.
Yeah.
But he dropped the diary, so.
My man Tri Burrow said Q-Tip, Cube, Grand Poobah. Now, that's, I forgot about Grand Poobah. I don't know if I have you Mount Rushmore, but I feel you.
No, I don't have Mount Rushmore. Love Grand Poobah.
Buckshot, honorable mention. I fool with the boot camp.
I mean, if we gonna choose anybody like that, it would have to be a Busta Rhymes.
That's a good point. I'm with that. Jay-Z was not popping in that first group.
I know he was. Honestly, I know. I actually had this conversation with people I went to high school with.
Yeah,
I was one of those people that was listening to Jay-Z in high school. It was Reasonable Doubt, and right when I graduated, my Lifetime came out. I was hip to Jay. Mace was actually the most popular. If we want to keep it 100, during that little time, Mace might have made it for us being the most popping. But
it's messed up. But you gotta consider Mace in that era.
Yeah, in that era, Mace kind of had the crown, but Jay was gunning. But you had to be hip to it.
The only thing I say to Nate's point is about that joint, that volume two, when that Annie dropped, like Jay was, like he wasn't quite there, but he was almost there. Like when that came out, like that was a big crossover record, man. Like
you gotta think too. Tupac was talking about him. He's taking shots at Jay-Z. That's in 96. So he was on his radar.
True. Hey. I don't know, man. There's multiple ways we can look at it. Let's continue though. Let's see. Where did I? Okay. So you got 02 to 06. Now this is good. You got Kanye, 50 Cent, Lil Wayne, and the Game.
I'm not mad at that.
Game is interchangeable.
Game is the one that sticks out to me. I'm cool with the other three.
There's T.I. in there.
He's not. He's not in 02 to 06. What y'all think, chat? Kanye, 50 Cent, Lil Wayne, and the Game.
I mean, I can't hate on it. I remember that era. You know, those are the guys. You know, but the South, that's when the South certainly had something to say.
Hey, that might be when you have to include Ludacris. As much gripe as people give Luda actually had a nice run, and people like to forget it.
And think about that. We talked about Luda before, about his discography. Yeah. He was in a post show or something, but I didn't think about Ludacris, that.
Got us to putting together, you know, a conversation about Ludacris is why we had to do the, you know, the top MCs of all time.
Right.
Yeah.
According to the new old heads.
Right.
Don't do that long.
Do what?
Whenever you laugh, I'm programmed to say
we
that.
We research audience. We did a whole, we did scientifically broke down the top MCs of all time.
Talk to them.
Our top five is not the top five you would expect.
It's not even close. And we really made a criteria and everybody filled out, it ain't brackets, but we filled out our own.
I mean, our top two have not even been mentioned in this list. So,
hey, you right. Matter of fact, we gave some people that y'all know a lot of props that are not on this list.
Both are in groups, though.
True. All right. Let's see. So, moving on now, Jay Moore. 2006 to 2010, you got T.I., Jeezy, Ludacris, and Rick Ross.
Ooh.
This is still, where I'm...
You know, you got to...
I don't know.
You got to still put Kanye somewhere in there, don't you?
See, Kanye
got to get two runs.
Yeah, Kanye might be big enough to get two. Matter of fact, it ain't no doubt about it. He could do two if he wanted to. I'm with that.
You got to consider the fact that Kanye is responsible, not directly, but influentially, for Drake. Drake's popping album was influenced by 808s and Heartbreaks.
That's a fact.
That's what put him on, essentially. Even though Comeback Season was dope.
Yeah.
That second album was heavily influenced by Kanye. So
what years are we talking about again?
Okay, so now we are into, where's my list? 06 to 2010. T.I., Jeezy, Ludacris, Rick Ross.
Is So you got Graduation is 07, 808s and Heartbreak 08, and My Beautiful Dark Fantasy is 2010.
Got to go three.
You got to put Kanye in there again. That's you got to put Kanye in there.
I'm not mad at Kanye having two. Long, you mad at that?
No, I think he belongs in there.
Okay.
Unfortunately, or fortunately. I mean, unfortunately for others, right? But
yeah. You know, Mathis was good. I see you.
I love Jeezy, but he probably got to go.
See, Thomas Roberts, appreciate you, man. He said, yep, Luda dominated that era for me. Yeah, me and the broskies. Yep. Hey, Terry make a good point about Luda. Let's see, Rick Ross put out better albums than both Luda and T.I. Triborough. Huh? You know all what?
Right. Hold on. Let's, you know, that's why we got these. That's
Rick why we got Ross's, these Rick Ross's look best album in that era came out in what? 08, 09?
I'm not over
Trilla.
So.
Trilla hit 808, Deeper Than Rap, 09, Teflon Don, 2010.
Teflon Don.
That was a nice little run.
Yeah.
Trilla was hard. Trilla was hard.
Yeah. No, Trilla, Trilla was hard.
Triborough said T.I., Ross, Fonte, and Kanye. That's how I know Triborough is a good dude, because he put Fonte in there. We appreciate you, sir. They sleep on Fonte, but he in a group, so I get it. But Triborough, you the homie now, man, for mentioning Fonte.
Fonte's I ain't never first met you, but you're every era, so I don't, I mean.
Yeah.
I swear. And I'm
Fonte
still waiting.
Fonte influenced Drake as well.
Yeah. He still ain't get that feature. I'm mad about that. All right, let's go to, all right, so 10 to 14. You got Drake, Kendrick, no brainer, Cole, and Nicki Minaj, 10 to 14.
Drake, Cole, Kendrick, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
My Googles.
I mean, I'm not mad at it.
I might have to do my Googles on this one because I listened to Nicki Minaj, but I'm not going to sit up here in front and tell y'all I know all of her material or listen to all of her material, because I'd be lying if I said that. So I don't
know. Well, I mean,
I don't know.
The thing is, Nicki Minaj, this is the thing. And this is going to be controversial, and maybe this will get us in traffic. I always thought Nicki Minaj was very overrated. Because she's Pink Friday's 2010. Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded, which I don't even know the album really hit in 2012. Then the Pink Print 2014.
Yeah.
Then Queen 2018. Like, considering how in the streaming era and how people have been able to put out music, for her to be given such a status and she only has three and a half studio albums, I think Nicki is really overrated, you know. That's like tough. Her influence
is not my cup of tea, but she left her stamp.
That she is, at one point she was the only female out here getting it, and then as soon as she had any competition at all, it just, you know, her popularity waned.
She left her stamp, like Terry said, though. She did leave her stamp. The chat.
She was the only one doing it. But like, as somebody like in Terry, out, you know, as somebody who's been out in the clubs and you see how culture moves in real time.
Yeah.
Honestly, Nicki, like, other than guest appearances on songs that were already hits, like that Queen album hit in 2018. There's no hits on that. The Pink Print. Like, she did so much stuff that was really just music for cheerleading competitions. other than did it on them, and you know.
But try this, like, though. Y'all try it. Y'all try this.
I'm sorry, y'all. Nicki's run is really overrated.
Listen to this though.
That's true.
Jeezy said Future over Cole this particular period.
I mean, that might be accurate though.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest.
I'm not gonna
fan.
Sit here in front. I mean, I'm way. But J. Cole fan at the end of the day. I'm not a Future fan. As much as people applaud Future, I'm just not feeling Future like that. I mean,
at all.
But I've never been a big Future fan.
Me neither.
That's just where I'm at. So I would be biased to say that J. Cole over Future. But if we're talking about actual influence, you're right. Future would be the one.
I'm not, like I said, I'm not mad at that.
I can't front on Bees in the Trap, but once again, that's 2012.
Yeah. If we're talking that, although she only dropped one solo album, it would have We're talking about Lauryn Hill. She wasn't on the Mount Rushmore in the 98 season. She followed up The Score, which was a classic, with A Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which was another classic, and she's not even on the Mount Rushmore.
Because the group thing is definitely taking a lot of cold MCs out. Like that Miseducation album, I don't care what era you're talking about, I can go up against anything. But to Terry's point, she's coming off The Score, so you know, I get it. Man, this conversation could continue, man, because we could do 14 to 18, but he doesn't have that on there. Yeah, he doesn't have that on there, so we'd have to make it up. I think it'd be hard for me to do 14 to 18. I ain't gonna front.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about good music or are we talking about popularity?
No, we're not. Like, we're not talking about good music. I don't think we talk. Well, this list is MC heavy, though. Like, biased, everybody that's been on these. Yeah, like at the beginning, all the way up until probably about Nelly and Ja Rule, like everybody else was like heavy in the lyrics. And then you got Kanye and 50 and Wayne. All these dudes can still rap, even The Game. T.I., Jeezy, Ludacris, Rick Ross, you know. And then Drake can rap, Kendrick can rap, Cole can rap. So it's a lot of good MCs on here, but, you know, 10 to 14, Drake, no question. Like, he's going to come to success. It's like, it ain't even close. Man, he happens to rap as well. What happened, Lone?
Nothing. I'm just laughing.
Here you go. All right, man. Shout out to the chat again, Triborough. I see Nate was laughing. I think he's laughing at me and Terry saying we don't like Future. We don't care. We're sorry, buddy. We agree on that. Let's see. The group thing is hurting a lot of cats. You're right, Triborough, for sure. Thomas Roberts. Nikki is music for chilling. Yeah, they. I guess you like that one. Okay.
Don't get me wrong. If you had a cheerleading competition, Starships goes hard.
Facts.
Yeah. And
I know that one.
It's definitely for cheerleading competitions. Yo, and the Ellen Show.
If you're looking for
100%.
Yeah, if you're looking for rap music, definitely for your daytime talk show.
Yes, sir.
Nicki Minaj is it.
Lone, I'm looking at about 36. We want to do partners or?
Yeah, let's do partners.
All right.
We'd like to thank our partners for the New Old Heads podcast.
I can't hear.
No Bad Ideas Clothing Company, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl, Sun King Brewery, and the hub for all things New Old Heads, bringingdowntheband.com. Remember, once you type Bringing Down the Band in the search bar on YouTube and the page populates, subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. And as always, we thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
So we had about 37 minutes.
Yep.
You back?
All right. Yep.
Shout out to all the parties. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all working with us on this first one, man. We just trying to get the bugs out. Got a few kinks, a couple new things got to do on the back end. And again, shout out to my man Lone for taking on that responsibility, making sure we are on track as he always does. So salute.
Did you guys even hear in the chat? Did you guys even hear the partner part? I'm just curious. Let me know.
Did y'all hear? Yeah. Out of curiosity. Could y'all hear that?
But anyways, we can move on.
All right, so I feel like I wish we could share. We can't share it, but we have to try to describe it. So there was a video. I don't know if a lot of people are familiar, but y'all probably know. Hip hop heads know about China Mac. He's an MC, and I can't name like one or two China Mac songs, but I know he's a he can spit, like he can rap. I've seen some freestyles. He's really
Seen him on DJ Vlad. Come on, you know, y'all.
Is that where it's from?
If you don't know his music, you know his interviews.
Maybe that's what it is, man.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, that guy.
Still, I'm not hit, man. I don't watch that show, so I don't even know who this guy is.
No, I'm talking about he's a street guy, man. Chinese heritage, and he's been to jail and all that, and he's a tough guy, I guess. But I say that to say he's been on YouTube because he's been going back and forth with a lot of people about Asian hate as it relates to like the hip hop culture, the culture vulture conversation. All that stuff is coming up. So I came across a video, and I've never seen anything like this in my life. These rapping grandmothers filmed a Stop Asian Hate music video in San Francisco's Chinatown. So I don't know how to describe. I showed the fellas the video, but it's a lot of grannies. They got all of them got the same shirt on that says Unity. which is actually kind of dope. I'm looking at the t-shirt right now. There's a video of them on some like weeks. Huh?
On one of the shirts.
Oh man, my audio was going in and out. So I'm looking at this picture. And it's kind of like the We Are the World joint. Y'all remember when Quincy was in the studio and you can see everybody, the headsets on and all that. Like, it kind of give you that vibe. But from a hip hop standpoint, I'm looking at this like, I don't know what to think.
It's not hip hop. First of all.
Talk to me, Terry, man, because I was a little confused on this one, man. I get the message, but is hip hop, does that have to be the vessel for everything? Like, do we have to do rap?
That's what I don't understand, man.
For everything?
Why? I'm confused. Why? Every time somebody wants to make a statement or do something to be heard, want to put on hats to the back, an oversized shirt or a jersey or something, and spit a whack rap. I mean, why does it always have to be this way? I don't understand. I don't like it. I don't stand for it. And particular video is what's the proper wording for this?
Not good.
Not good. That works.
Pandering.
There it is.
Yeah, it's a long line of pandering.
There it is.
That kind of goes with the whole corniness of having to make it a rap every time you want to do something.
Extra corny.
Corny. Yeah. I like it. With that being said, the message is lost when you got to do that.
Very true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, because none of us, you know, because I don't think there's anybody who's on this show who hears, you know, Stop Asian Hate and is like, oh, no, I can't get with the message. But it's just like, why? And shout out to, you know, my whole Asian community, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I get it as far as y'all wanting to get this message out. You know what I'm saying? I want anybody to think that because we're critical of this rap video, if you will, that we are not supportive of that message. Right. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, I got people out in San Francisco, you know, my homegirl Cecilia, you know what I'm saying? Like, and her whole family is like, yo, this is a real thing. And of course, like, there's actually a whole kind of connection between, you know, the Chinese community and the Black community, you know, because there was an organization called Yellow Peril. Mm-hmm. And it was like Yellow Peril supports the Black Panthers. And there's a connection there, you know, that a lot of people, you know, they talk about all the problems that the Black and the Asian community have had.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't talk about the unity. But, you know, it's just like when I saw this video, like Terry said, like, why is it always you got to come to hip hop culture? And it almost seems like it's a parody and it's not.
That's what I'm talking
about. That's the word.
Yeah, I didn't like that. And I'm not saying that, like, you know, our Asian brothers and sisters can't be involved in this hip hop, because I would never say that, because I've been in this hip hop thing too long and kicked it with too many Asian cats who are really about this hip hop.
The rapping grandmas, it doesn't matter what race they were. If I hear anybody call themselves the rapping grandmas, I'm automatically turned off.
Okay.
You know, and this is the thing, and like somebody else brought this up. I can't remember where I heard, but like, and this is just something for the, you know, for the chat and just for conversation in general. You know, when the Stop Asian Hate thing came out, you never heard any politicians or any, you know, body from the quote unquote right come out and say, no, it's stop all hate. Just say they didn't do the same thing they did to Black Lives Matter. Now, I have my issues with Black Lives Matter as an organization, but just the theme and the statement of Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
You know, it was almost there was an immediate pushback to say, no, all lives matter.
Yeah.
Like, but when it was like stop Asian hate, that same thing, you know. And so, like, there's a lot of layers to this, man, you know.
100%,
and, you know, 100%. I just think it's we got to have the conversations, but like sometimes we got to be, when we see stuff like the rapping grandmas, like, as if it was Black, if it was a bunch of Black grandmothers rapping about, like, you know, Black Lives Matter, I'd be like, there's, come on, we can find another way to get this message.
That's my thing. We can find another way at the end of the day to
get this message across. we don't care for Bebop and Rocksteady. What's those two two black women that run with Trump?
I've been calling them Bebop and Rocksteady so long. I don't even. Silk Times Leather, Diamond and Silk, Diamond and Silk,
Diamond and Silk. Yeah, okay, didn't like them either.
Well, you know,
the disapproval is equally balanced.
Equally balanced. Don't jump in there, man. But
yeah, if you want, I need you to speak on. I need you to speak on Asian issues and Black issues in the community and how it all goes together.
Long, yeah. Okay. Put a ball in for me, Long. Talk. Make some really sense. All
know,
this foolishness.
If you really want to know how I feel,
tell them how you feel, son.
Right. I mean, you guys touched it. I mean, you know, it's one of the things with like speaking last. It's like you guys touched on everything already. Like this Stop Asian Hate thing is a real thing. This makes a parody of it, even though I don't think their intentions were to make a parody of it. But, you know, they're really kind of amiss with what they're trying to. Who is their target audience with this? You know, that would be my question.
That's
you know?
A good question.
Who's their
That's
target audience?
Grandma.
Yeah, but grandmas don't listen to that.
The first part of it is all in Chinese. And if it's not in Chinese, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I mean, I'm not trying to
That's
say that all
said.
Asian languages
I apologize.
The
yeah.
same. I just assumed that it was in Chinese.
Yep.
I think
so
it
if
is,
I'm
actually,
wrong, you know, but, please drag me for that. It is what it is. But you know, you're trying to get the word out. You can't get the word out in Chinese, like, because you need people who don't speak Chinese to hear your message.
Jump back right. in there, Long. What were you going to say?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, like, I mean, the messages are real, you know, like the intent, yeah. I get the intent, but it's a real poor execution, in my opinion. There are better ways, you know, to spend your time and efforts. But then again, we're talking about it. So who knows? I don't, you know.
Hey. Yeah, caught my attention at the end of the day. Caught my attention, and I've never seen anything that I can compare to it. So
yeah, and it was really bad. And it was really bad. It was horrible, absolutely horrible. So
I would rather them sit around and do grandma things and just have a conversation about it rather than rapping about it. Let's be honest with you,
Jerry. I'm with you, man. At the end of the day, and basically all of us with the same sentiments is, why rap?
I can't really say the title of this song, but there's a preacher in his congregation came up with the song talking about how Jesus was down.
Y'all can check
that out. But that's along the same lines as this video, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave that one to Google, brother. But the point was taken on that one. I feel you 100%. All right, let's get into this last topic before we get out of here. I saw this on Twitter. Well, I actually saw it on, shout out to Hip Hop Wired is where I saw it, but I was doing a Google search. Pusha T says drug references in his music have stopped some of his bags, quote unquote, or, you know, the ability to, you know, do corporate deals or launch product or whatever. And somebody was tweeting to him, a tweet came across from a fan. Make sure I get my timeline together as I read this. He says, I don't know I know what it's written about. This is a fan or the gentleman named Matt. No, this is not a fan. This is somebody I guess that he knows. I'm not familiar with him. His name is Matt. I know what it's written about, but when I play Keys Open Doors for my 2-year-old, it's actually a non-double entendre educational song. I'm saying Clips is for the children. Shout out to Pusha T. And Pusha T responds and he says, thanks. I've been trying to write a children's book for years. It won't publish me. He says, luckily, no one tried to clown me for my McDonald's jingle. I would have had to dig up pay stubs. I think you social media guys call that metrics. So Pusha T's out here pretty much claiming the fact that he uses drug references in his records, he's missing out on some bags. Now, for me, I don't believe that because I know a lot of rappers that have drug references that are still getting to the bag. Now, I could be wrong. If I am, y'all correct me in the chat, but this is a situation where I say I'm not going on. Maybe the children's book. I might give him that.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Do you
one.
Give him the children's book?
I'll give him the children's book.
Don't do that, man. You give me children's book?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Yeah. Other than that, Long, what do you think, man? Like, are you in agreement with me where I don't think this is legit because I just see too many? It's all over the place. Like, you mean to tell me all these kids that are getting all the deals are not mentioning that? I don't believe that.
Maybe they have more of a marketability as well than what Pusha T has, you know, because I don't want to necessarily say that I don't disagree with what he's saying, because it's, you know, and I'm sure he knows his intricate dealings more than everybody else. But I feel like that he could make these, like, he's in a position now to where he can do a lot of these things himself. One, but
Thomas Roberts just said that in the chat.
So, like, you can self-publish. And I don't know, man. I literally know people that have published books, you know, and published stuff themselves. So
as well.
It's, I don't know, man. Maybe he's just speaking on that specifically. I'm guessing in the past he probably has been turned down for some of this stuff. But nowadays in 2021, I don't know, man.
That's,
I don't
necessarily,
you know, especially with a lot of the people that are getting a lot of pub just because they're so popular. I just don't think Pusha T is as popular as some of these young artists.
You're on good music.
Yeah.
Literally, you're on good music. Yeah. You have an Adidas contract.
Yeah.
You have an Arby's check coming in.
Yep.
Structured correctly versus the McDonald's one.
Yep.
As y'all said, you can literally publish yourself.
Yeah.
You don't need permission from anybody at this point in time to publish a book. I could wake up tomorrow and be like, you know what? I want to write a book and do it. I can get online, get it published, and find somebody to print it and put it out. Simple as that. Yeah. I mean, he's in a position way better than a lot of us as far as monetarily. So, I mean, he's trying to get it to be sold in maybe a Walmart. It's not necessarily the publishing, it's more of the selling the idea to these companies to sell your book. At the end of the day, if you really want to put out a book, you don't need them. You can do it yourself. All you got to do is make a TV show appearance, which you're already doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you had songs with Justin Timberlake.
True. Yeah. True. And, I forgot about that.
You know, whenever someone says, yo, I can't, you know, my marketplace, this, that, and the third. There's a guy named Snoop Dogg.
Definitely.
Who is the ultimate marketability, and his entire public life has been about him smoking weed. Now, mind you, the mindset of people as far as the acceptability of people smoking weed has changed a great deal.
Yeah.
But once again, this is a guy who was on trial for murder. And now I see he has, you know, he's done everything from, you know, from car companies to, you know, working with Martha Stewart and got a lighter endorsement deal.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, I saw a advertisement today with Mike Tyson, who, let's just be clear, was on
trial. I already know.
Of, you know, what he was convicted of. And he had, you know, he has for Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer.
Yeah,
it was like, who? I see, it's a new commercial, and everybody knows Mike Tyson's history. So when people say, "Oh, I'm not," you know, "I'm not particularly marketable," this, that, and the third, I'm like, "All right, you can kind of miss me with that," because there have been people who have been through our prison system, who've been drugged through the mud through all sorts of public situations, and they have endorsement deals with major corporations here in the United States of America. So, I mean,
that's my thing. You know, like,
nice try, Pusha T, but I don't think so.
That's my thing. We got plenty. We got mad examples, and we old enough to, you know, remember all these examples and everything that they've been through. Just like the two that you just gave, and there's way more that we could really pull from if we keep it in a buck.
I mean, Rick Ross, the real Ross, as a self-published book. I mean, he came up during the Reagan era.
True.
Yeah,
he was literally out here doing it.
Signed and sold books.
Yeah. He's literally out here. He was literally out here doing it. So you can't tell me that you can't publish your book. It makes sense.
Yeah. Right.
I'm a Pusha T fan at the end of the day.
Me too.
I'm not.
But you got to remember, though.
I think he has avenues in order to do it if he wants to.
But I think even more so. Of all this, like, the whole statement, like, the drug references in his in his music have stopped his some of his endorsement opportunities. Like, that's a him problem. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, you chose that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's the vibe. That's the route you chose. That's a fact. That's the route you chose.
He's on the board at Adidas, though. He doesn't just have a shoe with Adidas. He's on the board.
Yeah.
And I think that's a pretty solid position.
I think he's doing
it
all right.
It is. That's huge.
Yeah,
that's huge. Like, I'm with you there now. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting because I just so many things came to my mind. I'm like, man, I don't know. Like Lone said, some of the decisions that you make and some of the stuff that you choose to do, that also is a reflection on it as well. So we gotta, what's the word, accountability. We gotta do that as well. So
man. Hey, Kanye West is your right hand man. Has a Donda's house probably publishes something. Help you do something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. If anybody that got pulled, like, you know, Kanye knows some of everybody. So
yeah.
You know, if push comes to shove, he's definitely ain't hurting for no plugs. I see what you did there. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, I see what you did there. But I don't know, man. Like, I just didn't buy it because we know some of the stuff and we pretty much named it. So
Get your Q score together. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, it doesn't matter what you rapped about or what you did. You know, you better get on these red carpets and, you know, kiss the right babies and shake the right hands. Like, it really doesn't matter what your past, what you involved in and what you rapped about. If these folks want you as a spokesman and they feel like you're, you know, I talk about the Q score.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Mike Tyson and Snoop Dogg's Q scores are to the point where they can get endorsement deals with these major corporations. It doesn't matter what they did in their past.
Mm-hmm. That's true. True. I can dig it. I'm looking at the chat. Let's see. Griselda can be successful with this, so can push a T. I see you, Chiburro. Let's see. Spoken thoughts say yeah.
TR said to Kali. And tell Pusha to call him. He can lay it out, illustrate it, and upload it to Amazon for him. Hey, plug.
No plug. We can't do that.
What'd you say? No.
Don't read that on the air.
Baby steps, y'all. We taking baby steps.
We're getting there.
First time, man. First time.
Yeah. Baby steps. Yeah. Just baby steps.
Join the chat. Join the chat.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, yeah, and I appreciate the chat. I've been coming up on over 57 minutes. So, is there anything else that I forgot? Is there anything else that y'all want to mention? Anything we want to,
you know, say what?
Before we get out of here,
shout out to Naomi Osaka for you know what I'm saying, you know, thinking more about her mental health than the money.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a good look going forward to where, look, we don't need to talk to these folks. You know, really, you're here to see us play tennis. We don't have to, you know, explain anything to you after the match is over.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think she, like you said, she's doing what's best for her. And it's, you know, situation where I'm fully with her taking the time off that she needs in order to do what she needs to do. So
yep.
She's becoming an icon, man. Like, she's been very vocal, but she just didn't feel like, you know, talking.
It'd be one thing if she wasn't good.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, the French Open made a real mistake, you know, by trying to fine her and punish her for trying to take care of her mental health.
Great player, you know? Man. That's a bad look. I agree, Jay Moore. That's a bad look. She's a great player.
At the end of the day, they're losing ratings for doing that as well. You know what I'm saying?
100%. 100%. I agree with you. Yeah.
A lot of people that are kind of downplaying it could, based on stance on like Black Lives Matter and things like that, saying that just because she could speak about that, she should be able to sit down and speak about winning a game or whatnot. I think it's uber weird that people that aren't in these positions can tell people what to do and how to do it when they're not even in that situation. I mean, you don't even know how hard that may have been for her to do. She's just using her position, bring light to certain things. Maybe that was hard for her to do. And I applaud her for doing what she's doing right now as well.
Older I got, the more I learned that you really, truly got to be careful when you speak about people and the situations they're in, because you really don't know. And that's just, it just is what it is. You really don't know. So I'm going to respect it, man. If she says she needs to step away, you know, I'm good with that. So salute to her, and I hope she gets well and starts to feel better. I think that's going to do it.
Meals.
No, not at all. I think that's going to do it for this episode. Chat, we really appreciate y'all. This is the first one, and you guys showed out tonight, man. We really appreciate all the activity in the chat and the support. If you're listening, make sure you go search for on YouTube for the New Old Heads Network. Subscribe, but also hit the bell for notifications. That is key. That way you'll be notified anytime we go live or, you know, upload any new content. Also, take a look at our Patreon when you get a chance, / New Old Heads. And yeah, man, for a first one, I think we did good, fellas. I appreciate the chat again, as always. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.